Well, Vancouver and other parts of the world not so gorgeous, save Texas, the Olympics are over. I was pretty busy during these Olympics, volunteering as the official uncertified psychologist of the Games. And now, of course, there's additional work for me because there's a significant wave of depression that's hit folks that have been preparing months or even years for this event. Boom! They woke up Monday and realized there's no more for them to do. No more glory, no more spotlight. One day they're a volunteer, uncertified psychologist, and the next day no one's saying, "Hey, who is that guy? Is he supposed to be here?" Yes, he was, and now apparently you don't need him anymore. So, what can I do for these people who are feeling blue after getting such attention from the media and security personnel? Well, a few things. First, you have to remember that the Olympics did not define you. You brought what makes you wonderful to this event. In effect, an event like this is made up of people. It's not just some entity that you just coalesce into. Each person had to be willing to show up to be a part of the party in order for the party to happen. Sure, some people didn't want to be a part of the party, but I don't really want to talk about them because people who object to an event which creates international goodwill and a moment of peace between people because of the negative environmental or whatever impact of creating that huge force of goodwill have lost all perspective. It would be like throwing a party and having someone attend and saying, "Oh, you know what? You really could have used more biodegradable plates and forks for the cheese that I'm eating right now, which probably came from a mistreated cow. Why am I wearing all black and hiding my face while I insult your cheese? It's because I take no personal responsibility for my words." And then that person suddenly grabs your cheese and hurls it through a window. People like that at parties are the most annoying people imaginable. Fortunately, because of the force of goodwill, the negative impact of those negative nannies was minimal, and we barely heard about them after the first few days. So let's go back to the people who made this time wonderful. As I said, you brought your wonderful selves to this event, and whatever qualities you brought that you contributed to this party, you still have. "That sounds familiar, Dr. Matt," I'm sure you're saying. You're right. It's the same sort of thing I say about relationship breakups. The relationship between the Olympics and Vancouver has ended, and like most people who have been dumped, it's natural to feel a little glum about it and perhaps to take it personally. But what Vancouver needs to do is to start dating again. Get out there. Find your party. If you miss talking to people on the bus during the last big party, then talk to people on the bus. You don't have to wait for the party to happen. It didn't exist separate from you. It existed with you, and without you giving uncertified advice, it couldn't have happened at all. In fact, give yourself a gold medal for showing up and being a part of one of the best parties in a long time. And more importantly, for not being an asshole who throws cheese through windows. Just my thoughts. I'm Dr. Matt.